The Republican plan to cut taxes is facing new opposition from a powerful interest group. The National Association of Home Builders has turned against the House version of the bill because it doesn't include a home ownership tax credit. Joining us now is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So what is this home ownership tax credit and why does it matter so much to the home builders?
Well, evidently, the National Association of Home Builders was working with the Ways and Means Committee because as soon as there was some conversation around limiting mortgage interest deduction or limiting the property tax deduction, NAHB went into high gear. And what they said was, look, as an alternative to that, we get it. You want to do away with these deductions. How about that we replace those two pieces and then instead have something called a credit? And the credit might be interesting because it would have, say, there was one version that was floating around that would have been worth 12% of your property taxes and mortgage interest. And that would kind of make homeowners feel okay because we were losing one thing. But a credit, remember, is a dollar for dollar reduction in your taxes. Mm. And that can often be much more valuable than a deduction in and of itself.
So is the National Association of Home Builders powerful enough to kill this whole tax overhaul?
You know, they are seen as very influential, and I should note that it's not just the National Association of Home Builders. Now it looks like the National Association of Realtors is also pushing back. They are quite influential, okay, because obviously you've got a member everywhere. So many people own homes, right? But also they're very big fundraisers for politicians. They've got a very close connection to the economy and how economic growth works. They are powerful. And if they redirect the money they would have spent towards supporting this to saying, don't be in support of this, homeowners, wow, that could be pretty important and maybe be a problem for Republicans.
It seems like another problem for Republicans is they're having trouble figuring out how to pay for some of these tax cuts. There was a story last week about, well, maybe they would limit the pre-tax contributions to 401k retirement plans. Then President Trump came out and said, I'm not in favor of that. There'll be no change. Where are we on that?
Oh, that's a great question, because at the end of last week, what happened was we had the president tweeting, but then we had House Republicans going out and saying, no, 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 that 401k idea, we're open to it. Hmm. And let me be clear, that would limit the amount of money you could take off the top of your contributions and deduct it. So $2,400 was a number that was mentioned. The other $15,600 that you could put into a 401k, that would look more like a Roth contribution. So $2,400 pre-tax, $15,600 after tax. You pay the tax due on that $15,600 today. You don't have to pay it in the future. This helps Republicans because they're very concerned about raising revenue in the first 10 years of this plan. Decades in the future, they'll let another house decide about that one.
So how hard is it going to be for them to move forward, just in the few seconds we have left, on this tax proposal if they're having so much trouble paying for it?
I think it's going to be a big deal. They've let themselves have a little bit of a wide swath, $1.5 trillion added to the deficit and debt over the next 10 years. Once it swells over to $2 trillion, I think then it's going to get cut back. Keep an eye on these deductions, very important. Keep an eye on the credits out there and know it's going to be a rocky battle right through the end of the year.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you.